Hello, everyone, and welcome back to This Week in the Association. I'm Rob Panier, and tonight the St. Paul Saints became the 2019 American Association champions. It was quite a night, as St. Paul rallied once again, something that they have done throughout these playoffs, and once again the Sioux City Explorers were not able to hold an early lead, giving St. Paul a series sweep and their first championship in 15 years. Truly an amazing night tonight in the American Association. Truly amazing night tonight in St. Paul. I am not joined tonight by Kevin Lucco, who is down on the field celebrating with fans and players and coaches right now. Kevin will join me tomorrow night to give his observations and thoughts on the series, as well as talk a little bit about what fans and players talked to him about after the game was over and what he was celebrating with them about tonight. So that'll be fun to listen into and hear his thoughts on the series at that point. But I just want to walk you through tonight's game, give you my thoughts on it, and give you a little observations of what went on in tonight's contest. It began in the top of the first inning when it looked like Sioux City was going to have things kind of go against them. Kyle Wren led off with a walk, but he's picked off by Ryan Zimmerman, and you started to feel like, man, really nothing is going the way of the Explorers in this series. However, Drew Stankiewicz draws a walk, and Nate Sampson then grounds a ball down to short, where Chris Baker misplays the ball as he's trying to get the ball out of his glove and over to his hand to throw to second in what could have been a double play. Instead, both runners reach, and there's just one down. That brings Jeremy Hazelbaker to the plate. He works to count to 3-2 before crushing a ball deep over the right field wall for a three-run homer, and the Sioux City Explorers were on top 3-0. It was a big turnaround because what could have easily been the end of the inning with a potential double play ball suddenly gives the Explorers a 3-0 lead. Taylor Jordan came onto the bottom of the first for Sioux City and was outstanding. He retired the Saints in order. But it looked like St. Paul was going to kind of have an opportunity, and Sioux City got a huge break in this bottom of the second inning that I thought this might be the moment Sioux City gets things to finally go their way in some way. Okay, so John Silviano leads off the inning with a base hit. Two batters later, Josh Allen lays down a perfect bunt down the third base line. This ball is hugging the line, and it looked like it was just going to stay fair. I mean, it's right on the line. But about 1 foot away from the bag, it finally rolled into foul ground, which was a huge break for Sioux City, as Silviano had come all the way around to third. And I was thinking first and third, one down, was all of a sudden taken away from them, and maybe this was that break the Explorers had been looking for beyond the potential double play in the first. It kind of felt like this was going to be their night for them. In the bottom of the third, Chris Baker makes up for his first inning error by leading off the inning with his second home run of the postseason. It was shot over the left field wall that made it 3-1. Jordan settled down, though, kept himself in control of this game, keeping that 3-1 lead heading into the bottom of the sixth. However, things would turn tragically bad for him very fast. I mean, things were going to get really ugly for him in a real quick way. Both Brady Shoemaker and John Salviano lead off the inning with base hits, and two batters later, Josh Allen walks on 4 pitches. That was it for Jordan, who had pitched well at that point, given up 7 hits in 5 1/3 innings, struck out 8, walked 1. Things were looking sharp for him. However, it was time to turn to that incredible bullpen for the Explorers that had been so good all season long, but struggled immensely in this series. And that proved to be the case here as well. Nate Gerken came on in this series for the first time, facing Chesney Young. The knock on Gerken coming into the series was that he was able to get a lot of big outs for this team, but the first batter he faced was always the nemesis for him, always a guy he struggled with. I believe the first batter of any contest he appeared in was hitting like 400 against him. And that nemesis came back to haunt him here. The very first pitch he throws to Chesney Young, Young blasts over the left center field wall for a grand slam. It was just an incredible turn of events right there, because you could feel that Sioux City was tense, but they were looking like, man, we're going to hang on to this. We got our guy in here, a guy who was an all-star, a guy with an ERA under 2. We have an opportunity here to make this a game 4 now, get ourselves into game 4. Quickly, this is St. Paul with a lead looking to celebrate a championship. In the top of the 7th, St. Paul sends out Jordan Jess, who wound up earning the victory in tonight's game. He continued in the contest into the 7th inning, and Sioux City's able to start a little rally here. They get 2 on with 2 down. But that brings a call by manager George Samus for Karch Kowalczyk. Kowalczyk had been the go-to guy for St. Paul throughout these playoffs, the guy that kind of put fires out for them, and he wound up doing that here as well. He got to a 2-2 count with Nate Sampson, then fired a pitch that was a little bit, you know, questionable about whether it was a strike, but it was called, and Sampson was struck out looking. He argued with the call, but to no avail. He was out, and the rally for the Explorers was done. In the bottom of the seventh, St. Paul extended their lead to 3. Michael Lang walked with one down. Two batters later, John Silviano doubled just inside the bag at first base. Going down the line in right field, Lang came all the way around to score, and it was a 3-run lead for the St. Paul Saints at that point. Kowalczyk returned to the eighth, retiring the Explorers in order. That set up the exciting ninth. Tanner Keast came on for St. Paul, looking to close out the championship, looking to end that 15-year drought for St. Paul. He would walk the leadoff batter before striking out Sebastian Zuada. Before striking out the next batter. He would walk the leadoff batter before striking out Junior Felix. That brought Sebastian Zuada to the plate, who fell behind 0-2 before battling his way back to walk as well. Keast was completely unflustered by this. He was prepared to get a big pitch to get an out right here, and that came when he induced a double play to end the game, end the championship series, and give St. Paul their first championship since 2004. It was truly an exciting night in St. Paul. The players poured out onto the field. A special championship. Congratulations to Eddie Medina and Mike Devine, who, after 3 consecutive years of being the runner-up in these championship series, were finally hoisting the trophy as the champions. Just an amazing run for these two guys. 3 years ago, they were with Wichita for the 2016 and 2017 seasons, losing both times to Winnipeg. Last year was St. Paul losing to Kansas City, but this year, finally able to get that championship. Chesney Young is named the series MVP by the Minor League Sports Report. Young was 4-for-10 in the series with 7 RBI, including 4 tonight with that grand slam. So congratulations to him on being named the MVP of the series. Well deserved. A lot of guys on the St. Paul Saints team deserved consideration. It was just a huge performance by a number of guys in the series. Jordan Jess had 2 victories, winning both games 2 and 3. Obviously, Zimmerman still pitched well tonight, just giving up the 3-run homer, but, you know, pitched 4 outstanding innings after that. Eddie Medina was great after giving up the 2 early homers on Thursday night, and St. Paul got an outstanding outing out of Chris Lee to open up the series. Brady Shoemaker, John Silviano, Josh Allen all had big hits in this series. Dan Modell did a great job of setting the table for them. A lot of guys had big performances. So that Young was singled out is no discredit to the rest of the guys on this team. Everybody had big performances, and it was a series where you looked at it and you thought, 1 through 9, everybody in this series contributed. Chris Baker was great at the end of the order there. Jeremy Martinez had some big hits in the series. Everybody performed out of this. And not enough can be said either about Karch Kowalczyk. Kowalczyk came out in some big game situations to get outs, like he did tonight, getting St. Paul out of a jam at that point in the seventh inning to ensure that Sioux City didn't battle back in the game. So a great run for St. Paul. Championship series for them. First championship for manager George Samus since 2004 as well. We want to congratulate play-by-play guy Sean Aronson, who finally got to call his first championship series. So I know he's pretty excited about that, and he'll be having himself a ring. So I know he's pretty thrilled about that at this moment. Tomorrow night, I will be joined by Kevin Lucco as we will recap the entire series, and I will get his thoughts and observations of the series and talk a little bit about what it was like to be down there on the field as that last out was recorded. So tomorrow night, we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'm Rob Panier, and I will see you tomorrow night on This Week in the Association.